This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw how Jesus used word pictures to communicate truth. The disciples could rest assured that they would not be left alone like orphans to fend for themselves after Jesus ascended to heaven. In fact, the Holy Spirit would come and dwell in them to be with them as a counselor and comforter. These two images would be indelibly imprinted on their minds and hearts. The Holy Spirit's indwelling presence was better than having Jesus at their side, because he couldn't be physically present with each of them when they dispersed and went their separate ways. He often used word pictures in his communications. He spoke of himself as being the bread of life, the door, the good shepherd, the light of the world, the way. He shared that he could give them living water. Jesus wanted them to see that he was the fulfillment of what the Old Testament anticipated. He was using techniques that would trigger memory. If we can relate new information to what we already know, the likelihood is we will remember both the old and the new better. And if we can picture a truth, the likelihood is we will remember it better. A truth that illustrates this vividly is his teaching on the vine and the branches in John 15. If a branch is severed from the vine, it will shrivel up and be good for nothing but to be thrown into the fire. Attached and dependent on the vine, it will produce fruit. After this brief program concludes, I would like for you to take a moment to see how many word pictures I referred to that you can remember. I think you'll be surprised. Word pictures have the ability to indelibly be imprinted on your mind so that you can remember them better. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.